Good morning, GW. Today is December 2nd, 2017. And it is 6:47 a.m. I just sent you an email. Thank you for getting back to me. It did make a lot of sense. Sometimes your words are confusing because I'm not as educated as you are, but after researching something, it made sense. I just have to meet him one time this weekend because he said we can talk in person, because it was pretty crappy that he did it over the phone. Just so you know, he did it Thursday night. He did it when I called him. It was the night I didn't see him. And the first thing he said was, I can't do this anymore. And I didn't know what he meant. And I says, you can't do what anymore? And that's when he told me. So, I know I'll be fine, GW. It's just, when the chapter closes and you didn't expect it to close, I mean, right before the holidays, that's really devastating, you know. It hurts, especially when you love somebody. And you love them and they actually leave your life. Sometimes it's hard. I've learned so much since my divorce. I've been so lost in my own little world back then. That after being on my own for almost 7 years now, it's amazing all that you learned and all that you can experience, you know. I just have those great moments, and then you have those really tragedy moments, and you're like, why do they have to be tragedy? I guess because I should have married him when he asked me to, right? But then it wouldn't have worked out, because look what happened. Oh, sometimes you have to laugh and cry at the same time. I know people have worse problems than mine, but when you hurt, you need to reach out to somebody. I realized after all these years, because I kept Ricky close to me, I don't have any friends. I have acquaintances, and the friends that I do have are so into their own problems. I mean, major problems. It's like, why burden anybody that has major problems? I pray you don't have any major problems. I just know you're a wise man, and I know you're the only person that I can think of right now that could give me some encouraging words and help me see what I cannot see. We always need somebody to do that for us. I know. You sometimes do see things clearer, and I do. I really do. But sometimes you'll do anything just to have happiness. But because of my faith now, I have to be very, very picky of what I choose for happiness, because I have to stay close to God. That is my most meaningful thing right now, is to put God first. A man would have to be second, and I would expect that from him. But of course, I'm not going to jump into another relationship right away or look for somebody right away. It's just, being alone is scary. You know how I feel about being alone. I mean, look, when I was alone for the first time, I clung to you like a little puppy. It was sad, wasn't it? I can look back now and see, GW, I know. I was that puppy on biting at the end of your trousers and wouldn't let go. And you were trying to kick me away. And finally, you got that kick. It was cold. Leave the man alone. He's done enough for you. And you did. It actually helped me prepare me for my future. You taught me so much. And I did very well, didn't I? I cleaned up my plate. Even though I still don't have a permanent job, I work for an agency with an at-will contract. They can let me go at any time. I can leave at any time. But I've been there 6 years, so that's a blessing. Well, I know I'm needed until next June easily because I'm on a clinical trial that ends in June of 2018. You know, they need my help, what I'm doing, and actually like what I'm doing. So with that being said, it's just another change in life. That's just heartbreaking. I thank you for responding. And I'm sending you a quick email right now. Just a small one to update you on something. And besides that, again, thank you, GW, for getting back to me. I'm probably talking with no emotion because I don't feel right now. I guess the heart is trying to protect itself from feeling anything. It's going to hurt one more time this weekend. And that will be after I speak to Ricky. That will be after I speak to him. And probably the last time I will probably see him for a very long time. Maybe forever. Who knows? It's going to hurt because I became like a mommy to that little dog, Greasy. She's my baby. And it's like she's being taken away too. And you have no say in it because it's his dog. It stinks. You learn to love these animals like your own, you know. They're like your little babies. Anyway, keep me in your prayers, please. I'll get through this weekend. And I hope we can be friends. I mean, who knows? He once told me if we ever broke up, we can never be friends. I said, why? And he says, because of it'll just bring up the painful past. But in this case, there's nothing painful in our past. Except for that he broke off with me. So, I don't know. I don't want to cling to any... I learned from you that I don't want to cling to anything. I don't want, especially anything or anyone that doesn't want it. I do not want to be that thorn or that burden up their ass. And I won't. If you tell me to leave me alone, I will. Anyway, GW, this is the last day of audioboo for me. Because you won't pay for it, why bother keep it? Alright. Like always, thank you for listening. And thank you for being my friend. My special friend. Hugs.